The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. This is such a gorgeous Saturday.
It is indeed.
The best. It is, isn't it?
I'm going to be out today. Yes, talking about homes. I'm out today. You're at home today because one of us is allowed in the studio for social distancing. But, of course, after that, I'll be home unless I go and show some houses. We're going to talk today about a very, very unique way of overcoming fears of people buying houses and talk about a way that you can buy a house if you're scared about doing it. And we're going to be doing it. I don't know if any other realtors have considered doing it this way, but Angela and I are going to do it for people that, you know, a little bit shy about getting out of the house and going into 10 or 12 houses a day and looking at them and worried about the coronavirus. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later today. Right, Angela?
Absolutely.
But it is a beautiful day today, and we hope everyone gets out for a little while and smells some of the fresh air and looks at that beautiful sky and is happy to be here in Florida, albeit with this terrible coronavirus that's going on. And interestingly enough, today is a special day. You know, I start off every week talking about what is unique about today. And you know what it is today, Angela?
What?
Because you don't know what I'm going to say at the beginning of every week.
Say, Howard.
Today is World Healing Day.
Oh, I love that.
How about that?
Let's get rid of the virus.
It is. And
World Healing Day. I love that.
There's four or five other days that I want to talk about that's special about today. And one of them is unique because the actual date of celebrating this has actually been changed because of the coronavirus. It's Independent Bookstore Day is normally celebrated the last Saturday of April, but because of the coronavirus, it has been postponed until August 29th because we want to celebrate all those independent bookstores. Those have those special books, those special places in the little corner where people come and the owners do special things. So it's Independent Bookstore Day, postponed until August 29th. And okay, a couple of funny things that I want to say. It's Hairstylist Appreciation Day, because I know some people, especially women, they're wondering, oh my God, I can't go out in public because I haven't had my hair done. I haven't had my hair cut. I haven't had my hair styled. I haven't had it dyed. All of those special things that women like to do. And yes, we want to send an appreciation out to those hairstylists. And to all those people listening, appreciation goes out to us, Angela, and to all those people listening, because We couldn't have done it without a very special man many, many years ago who is credited with the, not necessarily the invention, because he didn't really invent it, but he kind of made it better. And that's a man by an Italian man by the name of Marconi. And today is International Marconi Day, who made the radio kind of what it is today.
How about that?
And one other special day.
That.
Yes, and one other special day that I want to do with it. Well, I kind of want to make it a learning experience. It is actual Plumber's Day, also known as Hug a Plumber's Day. Now, I had two recent experiences with plumbers, and I just want to make them an educational experience for everybody, because I had one of my rental houses that needed the house to be replumbed. And I had a former tenant in the house that was always complaining about the cost of electricity in the house. And she even had JEA come out, and JEA couldn't find anything. And they thought maybe it was the fact that there wasn't enough insulation in the house. Anyway, finally she moved, and I went back to the house, and I had some work done to the house. And it was interesting that my handyman said, you know, this floor, this tile floor, feels really hot. And that was really strange. And then I got the first bill, and it was only for like 15 days. And the water bill was 20,000 gallons of water. Now, the house was vacant. And the only thing that was turned on in the house, other than the air conditioner while the handyman was there, was the hot water heater and the air conditioner. Nothing else was turned on, not even the refrigerator. And the electric bill was $300. And the little room that the hot water tank was in was hot. I mean, really hot. And the hot water heater, I mean, the water heater, it's not a hot water heater, it's a water heater, was really hot. So I said, we got to figure this thing out. So I called JEA and said, something's wrong here. And I called a plumber, and what we figured out was that there was a water leak under the slab or in the slab of the house, and water was constantly going through under the home, and therefore it was heating up the tile underneath the slab. So the hot water, the water heater, I should say, was constantly running and probably had been for months. That what was causing the electricity to be so high, and of course the 20,000 gallons in 15 or 20 days that the thing was leaking. So I had a plumbing company come out and repipe the entire house. Of course, now the house value has gone up, and now the water is working fine. In fact, much more pressure coming out of all of the taps and the shower, and everything is working fine. So I want to give a shout out to all those plumbers out there that sometimes go under houses and sometimes just get really dirty doing the things that they do. So thank you to all those plumbers out there. So if you know a plumber, you're married to one, hug a plumber. How about that? So if you wonder why your electricity is so high on a particular month where it hasn't been before, or you have a loss of water pressure, or your water bill goes up dramatically, it could be because you have a slab leak or a leak under your house if you're built up. So there's our education for the day. Hey, we also have a contest today. It is when you go to someone else's house, what feature of the house or their property evokes the most envy? What are you envious of when you go to somebody's house and you say, wow, I wish I had that? How about that? Yeah. Give us a call. And what's the number, Angela?
222-8255.
We got lots more to talk about on the show. We got some shout outs to do. Right, Angela?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Lots more stuff to do. We're going to answer your questions. We're going to talk about the latest of the coronavirus, how it's affecting real estate. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
That's right, Angela. I do. Okay. I am here. I was reaching for a piece of paper. Yeah, I want to repeat the contest that we have. When you go to someone else's house, what feature of the home or the property evokes the most envy? Like, we go into some houses and it's like, oh my gosh, I wish we had that. Or I wish ours was like that. Actually, I'm really happy with our house. We have a beautiful home. It's just the right size.
It's a good house.
And you know what the best thing is in our house, Angela?
What?
It's you.
Oh. Happy wife, happy life.
There you go. That's right.
That's a good thing.
We got the preserve in the backyard. We got the pool and the whirlpool in the backyard, and we got our office, and it just has everything that we need. It's just the right size for us.
I also like that there's nothing across the street. There's a preserve across, so one in the front, one in the back. So it doesn't matter which direction you're looking, you just see greenery. It's nice.
Yeah. You know, one of your things that you say all the time is you want to find the perfect house for the right family. When we looked for that house, it was that. It was, you know, we're on a cul-de-sac street near the end. So the only people driving by live in one of the six or seven houses down at the end of the street. And it's just perfect for this. And that's
quiet.
What we like to do is find the right house for the right people. And we're in the midst of doing that for a few families right now. And you think, you know, is the market slowing down because of the coronavirus? Well, it is a little bit. We're going to talk about that nationally. And it is slowing down nationally. And it's slowing down a little bit here. Some people have, of course, lost their job. So those people that may have started to look for a house and then they lost their job, obviously they can't do that right now. But there are still so many people that are looking. They're looking to upsize. they're looking to downsize. There are people that are retiring and want to move to a different house. There are people that are moving here from other places. They're looking to buy. We have several people that are looking right now. We have a few people that are looking to sell. We have one person that moved to a retirement home, got a little older, and it was time to him for him to move to a different place. So there are all sorts of people that are moving. We're going to have a house that's on 17 acres, and he decides he wants to go off the grid. He's going to move up to upstate New York. We're going to tell you about that piece of property in 3 weeks or so. So there are all sorts of things that and all sorts of different properties at all different price points that are coming on the market. And it's not just because people are, you know, afraid that prices are going down, because they're not. Prices are not going down. There's a shortage of houses, especially here in Northeast Florida. You know, business is actually okay.
So let's talk about that, Howard, just a minute, because I watched a national news program this morning, and on the national thing, they were interviewing realtors in states where they're not allowed to work. You know, in Florida, they see us as essential workers, so life goes on here, and we are still helping homeowners to sell their homes and helping buyers to buy. But in other parts of the country, that right was taken away from those essential workers. So they had a completely different story to tell than what's happening here. And you have been consistent saying that over the 9 years that we've been on the air, not to pay attention to what's happening nationally, but to check what's happening right here where we live, that things are can be different locally and what's happening in the national arena. And the virus has definitely caused that exact scenario where in some states there are no showings, no one's buying a home, they're not really even allowed to. But here, Florida, we get to help people buy and sell real estate.
And in
North Florida, it's thriving. And that's why prices are not being affected. We have, you know, when you just think about supply and demand, the numbers are down in terms of supply. The demand hasn't changed. Interest rates are still low. People still have the need, as you were pointing out, different needs, people going to nursing homes or whatever happening. People have those life changes.
Yeah.
And they still need to make adjustments in their own life regarding housing. And so we're still here. We're thriving. We're doing business. I had a realtor the other day tell me, oh, I'm not that busy. I thought, that's because you don't want to be, because the business is there, and there are people out who need to buy and sell.
Well, let's talk about something that might be changing for some of you. There are some people that are really scared about the coronavirus, and as we should be. We should be careful. But there are some buyers, there are some potential buyers that were planning to buy, and they're really afraid about going into other people's homes. Because how was it used? It used to be we'd talk to customers, we'd find out what they were looking for, we'd send them a bunch of places to look through, eliminate the ones that they didn't want to see, and then we'd narrow it down to 6, 8, 10, maybe even 12 homes that we'd go and look at in a day. And it would be pretty exhausting for some people.
Yeah.
But we do it in a day. We'd all get into the same car. You'd go with them in the same car, sometimes with their kids, sometimes not. The end of the day would be really tired, and we'd eliminate the houses that we'd go through. We'd rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, or they would. And nowadays, some of those people don't want to do that.
Right.
So we have a way of doing something that I don't know if other realtors want to do or not. If you still want to buy, you can, and there's a much, much safer way that Angela and I will do for you. If you want to stay at home and shop, here's what we will do for you. You can't, or if you want to drive by and look at them first on the outside, you can do that. If you want to narrow it down and don't want to look at 10 houses in a day, drive by, eliminate it down to 5. And then what we will do is Angela and I will go to the house and we'll take our phone out with FaceTime app. Everybody knows what FaceTime is. Where you can be on the phone with us, talking with us in real time, and we have what's called a gimbal. A gimbal is a handheld object that stabilizes the phone, so the phone won't be shaking around. It stabilizes. It's just like what the movie people do when they move around as movies are being taken. And we will walk through the house as fast or as slow as you want. We can open cabinet doors. We can open closet doors. We can show into, go down to the floor level, just like you would do if you're walking through the house. We'll talk to you and answer your questions as we go. We can walk around the outside of the house. We can shine up on the roof, just like you would do. We could spend 5 minutes in the house, 15 minutes in the house, half hour in the house, just like we would do if you were with us, and look at however many houses a day that you want to, with you sitting in your own living room. And yeah. Then you don't have to be in those houses. So let's say then we do that for 2 days. You've seen 20 houses sitting in your own living room. You can narrow it down to one or two houses that then you may want to go to in person. We'll provide you with the masks if you don't have any. We'll provide you with gloves if you don't have any. We've got 100 masks at home. We've got 100 pair of gloves at home. We've got booties at home if you want to put them on your feet. And you drive your own car. We'll meet you there. If you decide that you want to make an offer on it, it'll all be done electronically.
Yes.
We'll arrange for the home inspection. You don't have to be there. At the end of the home inspection, we'll do a video with the home inspector so you can hear what he had to say. And when you're ready to move in, we have cleaning crews that can go there and not only clean but disinfect the home before you move in. So you can find your perfect home and do it in an absolutely clean, safe, sanitary way without leaving your home. And by the way, even the closing process has changed because we don't even go to the closing process anyway anymore. It can be done in your own home where the closing person comes wearing a mask and wearing gloves, if that's what you feel is comfortable. It's all being done differently for safety's sake.
Absolutely.
Now, we do all of this. I don't know if other realtors do this or not, but Angela and Howard do. That's how important we think things are for you. Go ahead, Dan.
Interesting, Howard. What I was going to add is that not all realtors are working, and that's their prerogative. I mean, we get that. If the realtors are frightened of, catching the virus by going to homes or whatever, that's for them, no problem. But I know that I needed to help one of our buyers to get a realtor in a different city. And when I called, the broker said, oh, I got to see who's working. A lot of people aren't working right now. So, you need to have someone on your side, someone who's ready, willing, and able to go to work. That's important. So call Howard and I. We'll help you.
All right. Hey, when we come back after the break, well, I'll give a shout out right now to Bill and Eileen, who we talked to this week. They're going to be putting their house on the market in a month or two because they're moving out west. So good morning, Bill. Good morning, Eileen. They are regular listeners on the show. And we still need someone to call in with a guess for the contest. You go into someone else's house. What feature of the home or the property evokes the most envy? Give us a call. Take a guess. Angela guessed five different things, and she was wrong. Let's see what you guys guess. Call us at 222-8255, and we'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At a White House ceremony, President Trump signed the $484 billion coronavirus relief package yesterday. It's the fourth emergency relief bill passed by Congress to deal with the economic fallout from the coronavirus. And it's all totaled up to about $2.8 trillion so far. Another major bill is expected to be hammered out as lawmakers get back to Capitol Hill soon. A handful of Texas businesses have reopened in defiance of state guidance in the fight against COVID-19. Texas law now allows retailers to offer to-go service only, but leaves other restrictions in place. But a number of businesses are opening up in defiance, saying they've just got to get back working. Senator Mitch McConnell says he'll push to renew the FISA Act. It's a key tool in the fight against foreign threats. McConnell says he expects China to increase its foreign surveillance in coming months. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
Some tips for how to stay sane while staying at home. Brought to you by Firehouse Auto Spa. FirehouseAutoSpaJax.com.
You can call old friends and say hello. Learn a language you don't know. Bake a cheese souffle light as a feather.
Take breaks. Let's face it. Attention span is not something... What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Take breaks. It helps us focus. Get some exercise. It's awfully tempting to wear the hinges off the fridge, but an extra 20 pounds is not going to help your overall mood or health.
It doesn't have to wreck your day to just do what the doctors say. And let's all stay far.
We can do this.
Let's all stay far.
We can slow the spread, flatten the curve,
let's all stay far,
and become better people through it.
Together.
Whether you're driving a luxury, classic, or exotic vehicle, or just something to get around town, Firehouse Auto Spa can take care of you. Firehouse Auto Spa offers mobile service for detailing, odor removal, paint correction, and more. Their facility on St. John's Bluff Road can handle restorations, window tint, ceramic coatings, and more on cars, boats, and aircraft. Check out the great reviews at FirehouseAutoSpaJax.com. Then call 803-1027, 803-1027. Firehouse Auto Spa, premium car detailing services in Jacksonville with exceptional attention to quality. Call for an appointment anywhere at 803-1027.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
It's the question everyone, everywhere is asking. Are you open? How can I get your product or service? Tell us, and we'll tell everybody else. Email us at open@jacksonville.radio. Tell us who you are, when you're open, and how we can access your stuff. open@jacksonville.radio. Then listen to see who's open and what they have you may want or need. Email open@jacksonville.radio. Let's work together to make things better. open@jacksonville.radio. How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly sunny through Wednesday with a weekend high into the upper 80s. Monday's and Tuesday's high about 82. Wednesday, 88. Partly cloudy tonight, low 66. And then mostly clear Sunday night through Tuesday night with low into the upper 50s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Hope everyone is doing great. We're in our third segment here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Nobody is called in with that contest. What's the most envious thing that people think about when they go into somebody else's house and say, gosh, I wish we had that? I would think somebody would have called in by now. I've got a list of the top 15 things that people are envious about, and I'm going to eliminate one that did not make the top 15, and that's something that a lot of people in Florida have, and that's a swimming pool. Swimming pool did not make the top 15. This was a national poll, by the way. So what do you think, Angela?
I think that I don't know how many guesses I had, but I missed them all.
You missed them all. That's right.
So I would say it's probably more obvious than you think it is.
Well,
you know?
Well, all of your answers were in the top 10. You just didn't pick the number one. So, Angela, we were talking about that business is still good. It's off a little bit, but business is still great. So how many... Tell us what the numbers were for Northeast Florida.
Yes, Howard. I love this part because it's so important when we talk about this. Because one of the things you always say is the same percentage of houses sell every single week. And we're still seeing that during this time of the market. So for this past week for homes and condominiums, 598 offers got accepted. That number's actually up 6% from the previous week. Also, 627 new homes came on the market. That's up 18% from the previous week. Then you need to know that 123 of the 627, well, they're already under contract. And Howard, that's 20%. There's your percentage number that you say each and every week, the same percentage of houses sells no matter how many go on the market. And that's what happened again. 43 of those went under contract on the very first day. So there's definitely buyers out there that are, you know, quickly grabbing up houses. So if you're thinking about selling, please put your house on the market. Now's the time. Also, we want to say 398 of you closed on a home for yourself, and congratulations.
Congratulations. Let me clarify one of the numbers that you just talked about, the one of the things that I say. It's 15 to 20% of the new homes that come on the market sell the first week. But yep, overall, during the year, the same percentage of houses sell that are on the market. So whether we're talking about the holiday season when there are fewer homes on the market, the same percentage of houses sell then as there are in April and June and September and January, it's all about the same. The problem that we're having now is that there are fewer houses on the market. Some people are taking their homes off the market because they incorrectly believe that house prices are coming down. They're not.
They're not.
And some people, right? And some people don't want visitors in their house due to the coronavirus. That's their prerogative. By the way, it makes it better for other home sellers, because it makes yours more in demand. And when there are less homes on the market, if you remember from economics, and of course you do, Angela, because you are an economic major, you know, when supply is down, sometimes prices go up.
Right.
So that's the way it is right now. Now, we can't speak for the future, but right now, that's the way it is. Prices are not going down.
Correct.
All right. What about interest rates? What's happening with them? We know that, you know, this past several months, they've been absolutely fantastic.
Yes. Okay. So here's what we have. The 30-year conventional rate is actually went up slightly. You ready? It went up 2/100ths of a point to get this 3.33%.
Oh, my.
3.33, Howard. That's crazy. The 15-year rate rose 6/100ths of a percent to 2.86%. Now, this time last year, it was 3.64%. Now, the VA and the FHA 30-year rate is at 3.44%. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Now, interestingly enough, there's something that is going on. With interest rates so low, and before the coronavirus, some lenders had so much business that they couldn't keep up with all the demand. Now there are a few mortgage lenders that they're
kind of scared. You know, what if in the future so many people lose their job and the economy goes bad? What if people, you know, can't pay their loans anymore?
Right.
Chase Bank, they were one of the biggest lenders. Here's what they did, because they're a little scared. They essentially shut down lending. Here's what they did. They said, no more credit scores below 700 and no loans less than 20% down. Oh, my. So if you're a Chase customer and you don't fit those two requirements, you might as well not go to Chase. So I called up.
Well, I think you got to put it in the broader context of, you know, you have the banks who are trying to give out the PPP loans, right? So that's a lot of cash leaving their institutions and at the same time people trying to get houses. So you want to make sure that you're giving good loans that people aren't going to default on, and that's why they're increasing
Correct.
The credit scores up to 700, because their risk at this time is higher. So remember, it's just a risk management game, which I love risk management. So I totally get why they would change the criteria midstream of, you know, what we think of as, you know, in the middle of processes. And it's because they have to manage their risk. So
Absolutely.
As they become a partner with the government in these PPP loans, then, you know, they're definitely putting themselves at more risk.
Now, but
it's an interesting time. For
it
sure.
is, but there are so many people, particularly first-time homeowners, that don't have 20%. So think about this. So I called Christine yesterday to verify this. Christine is the lender that we've been using for, you know, a few years now, been a sponsor of our show, and she's with Success Mortgage Partners. And she represents
a national company,
represents
billions of dollars of business each year. Yep.
And represents dozens of lenders, dozens, including the big names. Like, you know, she represents Bank of America and other big lenders that, you know, you can go to directly. But, you know, she represents them, sometimes can get an even better rate than you going to that bank directly. And
oh, yeah.
Does she
buying wholesale? Yeah.
Because she does it wholesale. That's right. Can she go below 700? Yes. She can go way down to 620 as your credit score and has payment plans down payments as low as 3%.
Yeah.
3%, 620. Now, of course, if you're a VA person, a veteran, or someone currently serving, you can go for zero down.
Of course,
you can call her 514-6969. And by the way, she'll answer the phone on the weekend, because that's who
she is.
Gives the absolute best service. You wonder, what does that mean, service? You'd be surprised at, you know, it takes 30 to 45 days, sometimes 20 to 45 days to get your loan. So you're in continual contact during that time, answering questions, getting paperwork done. That's what I mean by service during the loan process. So it is a continual process. You're talking to a lot of people. You're talking to her and her staff during this whole period. And it's important that she keeps in constant contact, not constant, but continual contact with you when it's needed, so you know where you are in the process. That's what we mean by great service. So you will hear from her, you know, via email, via text, all of these things, so you know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. She's great at communicating. I love her process. She's all about processes, and it keeps you very organized and very efficient.
By the way, if you already have a mortgage and you've lost your job, don't stick your head in the sand. There are banks that every lender will or mortgage servicer will offer you some type of way to help you particularly with government-backed loans. We're going to talk to you about those methods. When we get back, there are things called forbearance. There are things called mortgage deferments. We're going to talk about those. So stay with us. When we get back, we will be right back to answer your questions.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
And it's a beautiful one, too.
It looks like a Chamber of Commerce kind of day. I love that.
That's why people are moving here, Angela.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, before we have the best weather.
Yes. Before the break, we were going to talk about the difference between mortgage deferment and forbearance. For those of you that already have a mortgage and you may have lost your job due to a layoff due to the coronavirus, I want you to know that you should not be sticking your head in the sand and hoping that the mortgage company won't find you. They will be calling you, but before they call you, you should call them and tell them what your situation is with the company that you were working for and tell them, hey, you can't pay your mortgage. And based on your particular situation, they will probably offer you some sort of a plan. Now, it may be a deferment plan or it may be a forbearance plan. So let me tell you what those mean.
Big difference.
Yes.
Big difference.
Okay. Yeah. A forbearance plan means that during the period of payments that are missed, they are due or will be due in a lump sum. So let's say you miss 3 months, they will be due in a lump sum. Now, that will be difficult for a lot of people, but some lenders may choose to work with borrowers to structure a payment plan. On the other hand, deferment allows borrowers to repay the money over time or add it at the end of their loan period. So let's say you had a 30-year loan, you have 5 years left, then the months that you owe that you didn't pay will just be added. So instead of 25 months, if you haven't paid for 3 months, then you have 25 years plus the 3 months. So you still owe in both cases. Go ahead.
You can't assume that you qualify or that they'll allow you. You have to call and ask permission.
Right.
So don't just not pay your mortgage and think you can work out these details later. They don't allow that. You're in default.
And in neither case...
You have to get permission.
Correct. And in neither case did they forgive the payment, the interest that's accrued during the time that you didn't pay. You still owe it.
Right.
They're just putting it off till a later date.
Correct.
That's what's in effect right now for many of the mortgage companies. Sometimes it's those for FHA, for Fannie Mae-backed loans, or Freddie Mae loans, or for Sallie Mae loans. And sometimes the individual lenders that hold their own mortgages will have their own plan. But you need to speak to them. So it won't be the person at your local branch. It will probably be someone at a different number, but call them and tell them your circumstance. The sooner that you do that, the sooner they can evaluate what your circumstance is and how it can be fixed. Now, right now, there's at least 3.4 million loans already in some sort of forbearance or deferment process. So the government is getting involved and requesting that mortgage lenders do this. So don't stick your head in the sand. Get involved and make it happen. Nobody
Absolutely.
Wants you. The lenders do not want to take your house from you because
No.
it's expensive for them, and you need to live in your home. This is not
right.
a repeat of what happened back in the 2006, 7, and 8 times where there was a crash in the housing market. This is not that same time.
Correct.
It
yeah.
isn't. So that's what we wanted to tell you. And again, because the big difference is prices are not going down. This is not a real estate problem. All right, one more thing before we get into some of the houses that we have. I want you to beware, if you're buying a home, we want you to be really careful with flips. Now, we are, when we talk to customers that are buying them, sometimes the flipper does a great job, and sometimes they just paint the house, put in a new floor covering, put in new appliances and decorate it so it looks beautiful. We refer to that as putting lipstick on a pig. Underneath, it's still a pig. We heard of a situation recently where a flipper bought a house and did a so-called renovation. The flipper told the prospective buyer that they had done an inspection to their purchase when the flipper bought it and fixed all of the needed items. That's what they told the buyer. The buyer did not have a realtor who would certainly still have suggested their own inspection. Well, that buyer didn't do an inspection. It was subsequently determined that there were many rotted floorboards and floor joists and leaking pipes in the crawl space under the house. These would certainly have been discovered if the buyer had done an inspection prior to purchasing.
Absolutely.
You know,
there's
a phrase, a Latin phrase called caveat emptor, which means buyer beware. That's why Angela and I will almost require that the buyer do an inspection. It doesn't matter if the house looks great. Get an inspection done. The house can look great.
There's only a couple of times. Right, where we would say, yeah, okay, I understand why you're not getting one. So let's say we're knocking down the house completely. That'd be a reason not to get one. Or they're doing a full renovation that they've hired a contractor to do. That's okay. That's up to them, right? But if it's just someone, just a regular average home buyer who's going to move right into the house the way that the house is, it is imperative that you get a home inspection. And you know, we would tell you that our good friends over at Property 360, they'll tell you in a heartbeat, all home inspectors are not created equal. everybody has a different level of experience. They have a different level of knowledge. You should not just hire someone that, you know, maybe your realtor tells you who to hire, or, you know, if your family member tells you who, you know, check them out. Make sure that they know what they're doing. Don't go for the cheapest price. That's not necessarily the best way to pick a home inspector. You need to do some due diligence about who you're hiring and what their background is, and if they're qualified, well qualified, to help you discover the condition of that home.
Absolutely. Hey, we told you before that if you're interested in buying, that Angela and I would do a walkthrough of the house so you could stay in your living room. And yes, we would do a walkthrough with a FaceTime app and answer all your questions, and you could stay home.
Yes.
When we have our own listing, we will do that for any of you as well. We're about to tell you about, you know, our hot deals of the day. If you are interested in any of these, we will do that as well. You could stay home, and we will do a video chat with you one-on-one to show you some of these houses. Because these are the houses that we have right now are all gorgeous homes, and every one of them are eat off the floor clean. We have some OCD owners here. I mean, really, and I mean that in the most complimentary way possible.
Yeah, that's become a generic term, right?
Right.
The way that copy machines became Xerox machines, you know.
Right.
So you're not saying anybody's particularly OCD, but yes, the house appears that way.
That's right. So you know what it's time for? That's right. It is time, because we've got a brand new one that I want to talk about first. It's a townhome in Oxford Chase.
And what a great location that is.
It is. You want to talk about that one, Angela?
Oh, my gosh.
You've got 2 minutes.
I love the location. You can get anywhere, to the beach, to the airport, to shopping, to the town center, and yet you're not in the middle of all that crazy over on Gate Parkway, because this is off the other side of Gate Parkway, kind of near where the FBI building is. This is a fabulous townhome that's had a lot of updates to it since this owner has owned it. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1,720 square feet, features a 2-car garage, and the floors have been epoxied. Got to love that. It's got a screened porch on the back. It has stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, travertine backsplash, tile floors. Then there's hand-scraped, what I think is mahogany, if I've got that correct, hand-scraped mahogany wood floors in the family room. It's fabulous. I mean, fabulous. You're going to want to see this. We've been in a many of these units in Oxford Chase. This one's a standout unit.
Oh, and it's $275. So many things have been done in the last 2 years on that. We've got the other one in Julington Forest on Scattered Oaks Court, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, about 2,100 square feet, plus a 450-foot Florida room, plus a 300-foot insulated detached workshop, updated kitchen and baths, an outdoor kitchen and fire pit, and a 2-car garage and a covered front porch. No HOA, no CDD, $290,000, plus the executive home on Sims Cove in Mandarin, 4,400 square feet on the water with a covered boat dock, and a condo in Summer House in Jack's Beach. Hey, everybody, we love doing the radio show. As you know, for the last 9 years, God bless everyone. The Van Wees are here to tell you about what's going on. God bless everyone. We'll talk to you next week.